Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, December 31st, 2025. Happy New Year's Eve. If you're ready to celebrate, there are events happening all over the local area. Here are some of them, starting with several kid-friendly events that start this morning and then count down to noon. In Ellsworth, kids and families are invited to a kids' New Year's Eve party at the library today from 11 to noon. They say, quote, "Join us as we welcome 2026 with exciting crafts, delicious snacks, engaging games, festive photo opportunities, and much more. Let's make it a celebration to remember, perfect for the whole family," end quote. That's at the Ellsworth Public Library today from 11 a.m. until noon. You can get more information at their website, ellsworthlibrary.net. In Blue Hill, the Shaw Institute will have a family-friendly event today. They say, quote, "Join us for a family-friendly celebration as we count down to 2026. We'll have board games, crafts, and snacks for all to enjoy. The event is for ages 5 and up. Little ones are welcome to attend, but all children must be accompanied by an adult. Space is limited, so registration is required for everyone attending. There's a $4 suggested donation." For more information or to register, you can go to shawinstitute.org and click on the events tab. That's happening today from 11 to 12:30. A little further down the road in Searsport, starting at 11 this morning, the Carver Memorial Library is ringing in the new year during a midday celebration featuring crafts for kids, a photo booth, and festive party favors. They'll be counting down to 12 noon, beginning at 11:59 this morning, and the new year will be toasted with sparkling water. For more information, go to the Carver Memorial Library's Facebook page. In Rockport, the annual Holiday on the Harbor festivities will begin in the village as the sun sets at 4:30 this afternoon. Quote, "Ring in the new year right. Luminaries will light the way, food trucks and fire pits will be available, and a DJ will be spinning with fireworks lighting off at 6 p.m. over the harbor." You can get more information at Rockport Harbor Main Facebook page. That's, again, the Facebook page for Rockport Harbor, Maine. The Rockland Public Library is also hosting a children's New Year's party starting at 11 this morning. They say, "Join Miss Katie for a special New Year's Eve story time, crafts, and activities. Listen to stories, dance, sing, decorate your own party hat, and then help us count down to noon." You can get more information on that one at rocklandmaine.gov. Just go to the calendar section. The Maine Outdoor School's 5th annual New Year's Eve sunset hike starts at 2:30 this afternoon and goes until 4:30. It's a family-friendly event with a moderately difficult hike, observation games, nature activities, and moments for quiet reflection. Hikers will meet at the Old Pond Railway Trail in Hancock. The sunset hike is free, but registration is required. You can do that at maineoutdoorschool.org/events. And again, that starts at 2:30 this afternoon. In Eastport, the celebration tonight will include the 21st annual New Year's Eve Great Sardine and Maple Leaf Drop at midnight, which will be live streamed through the Tides Institute and Museum of Art's Facebook page and Instagram page. And starting a little bit before midnight, you can tune into those again at the Tides Institute and Museum of Art's Facebook or Instagram pages if you can't make it there in person. That's starting a little before midnight in the Atlantic and Eastern time zones. In Winter Harbor this evening, you can ring in the new year and celebrate with a champagne toast as the Winter Harbor Music Community Opera and the Downey's Chamber Orchestra perform Die Fledermaus. It's an operetta known for mistaken identities, illicit liaisons, and champagne-fueled merriment. And that's happening at 7 o'clock tonight at Hammond Hall in Winter Harbor. You can get more information and tickets at winterharbormusicfestival.org. The Last Night in Belfast kicks off around 3:30 this afternoon in locations around the downtown area. You may even spot WERU's own Dennis Howard spinning some tunes. Bring something that makes noise if you'd like to participate in the Drum and Rabble March to the Midnight Beach Bonfire. You can get details about that at ourtownbelfast.org. And finally, if you're feeling like heading up to the big city, Bangor has one of Maine's largest free public New Year's Eve celebrations. Starting around 9 p.m., the Downtown Countdown. Quote, Each year, crowds gather in Bangor's historic downtown to celebrate the new year and watch the ball drop. The year-end is jam-packed with music, dancing, kid-friendly events, karaoke, games, a ball drop, and more. You can get more information and also find out about events that are happening throughout the day and an after-party after the ball drop tonight in Bangor at downtownbangor.com/events. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. Whatever you do tonight, have fun, be safe, and I'll see you tomorrow.